Sometimes it's fun to lose yourself in a book about jet-setting, yacht-loving, fabulously wealthy people. I'm Lisa Morgan, and University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick is here with a few books that remind us that things are not always as grand as they seem. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I approach novels about rich people with skepticism. Many are bad, either inauthentic and full of brand names, or too worshipful and voyeuristic. The Heirs by Susan Rieger is an exception. Rieger is a lawyer whose best-selling debut, The Divorce Papers, told the story of a marital breakdown completely through letters, legal briefs, and other documents. This second novel, focusing on the complexities of inheritance, again makes good use of her legal background. It begins when, shortly after her husband's death, a Manhattan blue blood and mother of five receives a letter claiming her husband had a second family. This premise is not as far-fetched as it may sound. Apparently, 25% of people who have DNA testing find out their fathers are people other than the men they thought they were.
Wow.
In this case, the man is Rupert Faulks. Abandoned in his infancy on the steps of a British church, he is a self-made man of the highest order, having come to the U.S., attended Yale Law School, and married the beautiful Eleanor Phipps, who comes from, quote, that class of New Yorker whose bloodlines were traced in the manner of racehorses. Of their sons, two married Jewish women, one is gay, all went to Princeton, and all adore their mother. When a rough character from Brooklyn named Vera Walensky claims that her two grown sons are also Rupert's and thus entitled to a share of his estate, the family is thrown into disarray. Should they have DNA testing? Will they go to court? The sons are in an uproar, but Eleanor is strangely calm, ready and willing to pay off the Walenskys. Don't you want to know why? The other book I want to recommend is actually a crossover between two genres, rich people books and prep school books. I am a fool for these prep school books, particularly Curtis Sittenfeld's Prep, Tobias Wolff's Old School, and of course, the granddaddy of them all, A Separate Piece by John Knowles. This obsession is why Gossip of the Starlings by Nina Grammont has been on my list for a while. Actually, ever since I read her domestic thriller the last September, to drop just another book title into the mix today. Gossip of the Starlings is a tale of 1980s teen depravity at a ritzy New England boarding school. Right on page one, we get our fair-haired horse show champion protagonist, Catherine Morrow, doing coke off the top of a toaster oven in her dorm room with the seriously messed up, exquisitely beautiful, and lethally charismatic daughter of a Kennedy-like Massachusetts politician. The writing in this and every scene in the book is ornate, lyrical, and elegiac, the polar opposite of, say, Catcher in the Rye, but equally important to the effect of the novel. In the first chapter, the girls take a blood oath to contact each other from the afterlife, whichever dies first, and ends with these poetic portents. Quote, Sky's hair fanned out across my pillows and her breath quickened. Something inside me went gray, as if I'd lost more blood than I realized. My premonition lit the room as if I'd struck a match. Its glow settled around her in a flickering updraft, and I thought that whatever story we had together, Sky and I, she would be dead by the end of it. From there, things only get more intense. No kidding.
Wow. Well, you can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.